This is the Composer's Datebook for January 5th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1932, Maurice Ravel's Concerto for Piano Left Hand received its public premiere in Vienna. It was one of several concertos for piano left hand, commissioned by Paul Wittgenstein, a wealthy Austrian pianist who lost his right arm during the First World War. Wittgenstein also commissioned concertos from Richard Strauss, Prokofiev, Korngold, and Britten. In the fall of 1931, Ravel presented Wittgenstein with the score of his new concerto, and together they gave it a private read-through, with Ravel playing the orchestral part on one piano and Wittgenstein the solo part on another. At first, Wittgenstein was not impressed and offended Ravel by suggesting a few changes, which Ravel flatly refused to make. "Only after I had studied the concerto carefully," said Wittgenstein, "did I realize what a great work it was." Wittgenstein performed the premiere with the Vienna Symphony led by Robert Heger. A few days later, on January 14th that same year, Ravel himself conducted the premiere of his other piano concerto, this one written for the two hands of French pianist Marguerite Long. In stark contrast to the brooding concerto for left hand, the piano concerto in G is lighthearted with a bluesy slow movement inspired by the Harlem jazz sampled by Ravel during a visit to New York in 1928. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.